So I think we're going to run a slideshow here for Mr. Otley. This is his last beef board banquet. I already gave him a little bit of a hard time, and I probably stole some of my own story. Oh, that must be Braden, Melissa's son. Very cute. Well, I'll tell you what, while we're waiting for that, oh, there it is. Never mind. Spared you from a really bad story, probably. So this is Rich Otley's journey to graduation. When Rich retired, whatever word you want to use, he said, "No, I just want to tell you, I'm not retiring. I'm graduating. I finally got enough out of this, and it's time to go new and better things, different things." He has a lot of other goals in life that he wants to achieve. So we want to let you know that, first of all, he was born to be a cattleman. He was brought up in very urban settings most of his life, but at an early age, he decided he wanted to be a cattleman. And you know how Rich has that tendency to want to get along with everybody? You know, he's kind of a more of a reconciling kind of a guy, and he tries to find the middle ground. Even at a young age, he was working the cowboys against the Indians. Just couldn't quite make up his mind, so must have got that from his mom in terms of that personality to work with others. Rich did tell me a story from that age that we used to talk about one government agency who I will not name because Craig may have to testify someday and he'll say that I had to say this in front of a couple hundred people. But Rich used to joke because, can I say this? You've heard this before. Uh-huh. Can I say this out loud?
Yeah.
I'll use letters, you know, abbreviations, so you can get it. But we were joking about the OIG coming in and whatever, and I said, you know, that would be a really different audit, and they take a whole different approach. And Rich started cracking up, and he said, "Oh my gosh, my dad was the treasurer for a railroad, a major railroad." And he said, they went through a major GAO audit, and he used to come home every night and say that GDGAO. So anyway, he had exposure to audits early on, too. Here's our beloved Rich, always involved in the meetings, always very friendly, of course, loved working with you producers. He got a little tired of working with me most of the time, but this rejuvenates him and always got him back on track for a couple months between meetings. This is Rich when he was a superstar movie star. Rich started his career as an advertising executive with a local bank in the Denver area called the First National Bank of Denver. It was the largest bank in Colorado at the time. And Rich had a beard for many years. I believe when he was married, he had a beard, real dark black beard. And this is him shooting a commercial in L.A., I believe.
Downtown Denver,
actually. Oh, it was. Well, somebody said it was L.A. But anyway, downtown Denver, trying to look tough. I'm not sure if they were scouting out the bank to do a robbery and you were advertising how safe you were or what. But when I first saw this picture, I envisioned that was just Rich going to the bar at night. but anyway, so he didn't. That didn't take. He did not become a movie star. He enjoyed the advertising world too much. And then after that, he became an evaluator. This is a chart that everyone has seen 1,000 times in this room. But Rich always liked this chart. He created it. It showed the circular way that we do business in terms of implementing and evaluating and planning, how they all integrate. So I knew that he'd want to see it one more time up on the big screen. And then Rich isn't a lot smarter now than he was when he first came here. He developed SMART objectives for us. I took a little break from the beef board for a couple years, went out and found myself, came back, and SMART objectives had been created while I was gone. And then, of course, the Beef Demand Index. He was instrumental in working with Paul Janot in developing the first Beef Demand Index. It showed that after the board was created, we changed the trend line, the slope, and things have been a little more difficult since 2005, but we won't blame Rich for that. Now, here's Rich in the pose of my favorite type. He was the lightbox man at the operating committee meeting for years, and I'll tell a little story about the lightbox. As you know, at the operating committee, we've always had the contractors come up and do a presentation to the operating committee. Certain people... Oh, I can't. It's wireless.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'll be better. I hate leaning over all night. There we go. Certain people took longer than others when they made presentations. I hired one of those people in the last couple of years. Lynn, are you in the room? Could you please stand up, Lynn, if you were in the room? There he is.
I never went over the top. Not after the light box started.
Well, we have two people in the room. Monty's not here anymore, so I'll just pretend like I'm Monty. And he used to get pretty annoyed when people would go over the allotted time limit. And he and Rich must have got behind closed doors one day, and Monty said, by God, you need to figure out a way to communicate to these people that they cannot go over time limit. And thus, Rich built the light box. As you know, if you're on the operating committee, when you get to within a minute or two of when your time is up, the yellow light goes on. And it's this really bright yellow light that is so obnoxious that you can hardly even look at the presenter. Is that right, Charles? You can hardly even look at the presenter who's standing there because the light is so bright, it blinds you. And I never could convince him just to click it on to let him know and click it off. Not, he wanted that baby on just to burn all of us while they were standing up there. And then when time's up, he would turn on the red light and then a big cane would go out and grab their neck and yank them off the stage. But that really is Rich's claim to fame. We really appreciated him. He's a very social guy. You can see him here with Leanne and Pat on staff at a company picnic. And then you can see here how embarrassed Lynn is sitting at the front desk, knowing that I was going to talk about the light box. Here's us on the left at the open house when we moved to the new office. And this is where Rich is holding up the wall because he wasn't quite sure whether or not the studs were in there well enough. This is a little bridge outside. That's the staff, the way it looked a couple years ago. We've obviously had a few changes. There's the Mr. AV himself, Steve Barrett. For those of you that had the pleasure of working with Steve, Rich did as well. Enjoy working with Steve. And you will notice that we've not had any AV problems since Steve left. I know I have jinxed it now. I'm sorry, because next time it'll happen. But we really have not had any problems. And this is, Rich took a little break in there, kind of a sabbatical, and became the cow doctor. And that didn't work out very well for him because he couldn't quite figure out how to wear that mask. But I think that may have been, was that G. O'Brien's going away roast, or was that?
It was Carol Abergast.
Oh, Carol Abergast, that's right. Very good. Okay, and this is a photo of Rich we just took a couple days ago where he's graduating from the Beef Board. Rich has changed a little bit, but he walked in the door looking just like Polly. This is what happens after working at the Beef Board for 17 and a half years. You can't...
Yeah.
Exactly! That is so scary. I warned Polly about that when we first came in. You should have been looking on her face when I said this is how we started. But Dan Hand was there, and he corrected me, of course, as usual, and said, no, that... He actually walked in the door looking just like he does now, doesn't he, Dan? I mean, it's kind of scary. 17 and a half years ago, Rich walked in the door, and I tell you, he looked exactly like that. The man has not aged a day in 17 and a half years. Or you aged a whole bunch before you came to work with us, and then that was all good to him. But anyway, no, you look great. This is where Rich is headed. This is his present, his graduation present to himself. Which is, for those of you that have worked with Rich, know this is very out of character. Have you ever walked behind Rich, going to a meeting or whatever, and heard that squeaking sound? That is Rich. It's not the carpet. It's not your new shoes. He's very frugal. Very frugal. He saves boxes at the office. Like, he piles up mountains of boxes just in case he might need one to send some evaluation books out. In fact, we have a pile waiting right now at the office that Charlotte commented on because I was looking for something and she said, oh, those are Rich's boxes in front of the shelves. So he saved us some money too, so that's good. He very much prided himself in saving the board money. Every time he'd negotiate a good rate with a contract...
Uh-oh.
Battery's out. You guys are getting lucky here. After he negotiated a good rate, he would come in and tell me all about it. He'd say, Tom, I thought this was going to cost 25. I got him down to 15. We can do one more audit. And this is where Rich is headed. This is all of this land is his. Not exactly. Okay. Now, Rich, where is your place in the mountains? This is his second home, what he calls a cabin.
It's on the far right, right underneath the trees.
Right underneath the trees.
Spots that you see.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful view right there. It's actually just outside
up
of...
There, no. Up to the right.
Too far. Down, right there. All right. That's Rich's place right there. It's a beautiful location. The mountains just go on forever down there. Yeah, there you go. Rich loves it up there, so he's going to get to spend some time up there and work on some of his coins. He's going to give me whatever he can't bear looking at anymore. Charlotte and I are going to share them. So he is a very avid coin collector from way back, and a wine connoisseur. He really enjoys wine, so we're all looking forward to him inviting the board up this summer at summer conference to stay at his place and enjoy some of his wine. So, Rich, we appreciate you. I don't know if anybody else would like to say a couple words about Rich, because we've had a few people that have had the pleasure of working with Rich over the years, and I wouldn't want to end this anytime soon, because I'd like to hear any perspective. Terry?
I think I was on the operating committee when the box came out, and he turned that on us once in a while.
He turned that on you?
Yeah.
Well, Rich has always been a handsome devil. And the thing that I enjoyed most about that stupid box was plugging it on you. You turn it on and it wouldn't come on, and I think, I've had the pleasure of working with Rich for quite a while. I have been on the evaluation committee and chaired it with him, and Rich is fun to work with. I've had a lot of fun, and we've done a lot of things. I think we finally got evaluation on the back corner of the basement on those days, and I noticed at this meeting it's the only one in the farthest corner of the hotel. Rich, I don't know what you did to people, but you did it again. Rich called me sometime after Thanksgiving, I think, and he said, Mr. Chairman, which is one of the, and I thought, oh no, what? And he goes, what are you and I going to have in common in January at the meeting? And I said, Rich, as I think about it, we're probably both going to be old, gray, and fat. He said, besides that, I said, I have no idea. He said, we're both graduating. And I go, from what? And he said, we're both graduating. I finally got it through my head, because he's not, you know, retiring sounds old, so we can't retire. I also thought, you know, I don't know how many of you know that Rich has this place in the mountains. And I thought about it, and you know what they do? He's got a bunch of buddies that come up and they pile rocks together. I want you to think about this. Rock piling. Okay. He's piling rocks and driving a new convertible, a new to him convertible. I think he's going through a second child. Rich, congratulations. It's been a joy to work with you, and we look forward to the future and wishing you only the very best.
There's anybody you want to call? We just have a couple of gifts from the staff.
Oh, the staff, I don't know.
Well, it's time for us to be nice now. Rich is a home improvement specialist. He has a rental property, and he does everything on it. Refer to my previous comment. So we got him a gift certificate from Home Depot. Oh,
well, thank you.
Because we knew he'd be there every day anyway, so he might as well have a little bit of
thank you very
gift certificate.
Much.
You're welcome.
Sorry. I meant to take that out.
Okay. I won't ruin it. He can take it out later and put it in a frame.
You want to put this on the mat?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Congratulations.
Okay. Congratulations, Rich. Now graduating from the Charleston Street Connection Museum from September 21st, 1992 through February 5th, 2010, or as Rich calls it, 010 or something like that.
010.
I've heard him say 010 a few times. So anyway, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Pleasure working with you. You may want to say a few words.
I do want to say a few words, as a matter of fact.
However, you can say a few words.
Paul, you got the watch?
How much time?
My pals. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. The Benotleys up in the state of Oregon, they've been raising cattle since the 1880s. In all honesty, when I first came to work here 17 years and some months ago, I really didn't know much about one end of a cow from the other. I've learned an awful lot since then. I've grown a lot. But more importantly to you, the producers that pay into this program, today you have an evaluation system, an evaluation program that you can be proud of. One that works, one that tells you how your dollars are being spent and gives you indications as to where you can plan to go next. But it hasn't been a one-person effort. There have been an awful lot of people that have been involved in it. And I'd like to say thanks to some of those people tonight. First of all, our staff, Tom, Charlotte, Lynn, Angie, Melissa, Catherine, Chad, and back in Denver, Courtney, Diane, Cheryl, and Leanne. I'd like our staff to stand and be recognized, all of you, please. In addition to that, there are a lot of present and past members of the evaluation committee that are here this evening. I'd like all of you to stand as well and be recognized for all the hard work that you put into this system. At the heart of our business are you folks, the producers. I've said to friends of mine for a long, long time that the best part of my job is working with you. I've been fortunate, I've been privileged to develop some very good friendships, some very good relationships with some of you and with some of your contemporaries over the years. Some are here tonight, some are not. I'd like to take a special opportunity to say thanks to some people who have been mentors, listening hosts, and good friends over the years, including Dr. Paul Janot, James Milton Webb, L.D. Fitzpatrick, Linda Davis, Gene Rosasco, Dave Bateman, Dr. Billy Powell, Paul Slayton, Rick Houston, and our dearly departed friend and former Beef Board member, Bob Wolf. Thank you, friends, one and all. I've learned a lot from you guys over the years, and one of the things I've learned is cattlemen and cattlewomen don't retire. I've got an 88-year-old cousin up in Oregon that's been in the ranching business all of his life. Just talked to him last week. Charlie's not retired. So when I talked to Tom in September, I said, it's time for me to move on to the next stage of my life. I'm gonna graduate. But Tom, I will say this much to you and also to members of the operating committee. If you need any work done on the light box in terms of repair, I can come in and take care of that for you. I think Tom has made an excellent selection in terms of someone to run the evaluation system henceforth in Polly Rule. And Polly, I'd like to have you stand as well and be recognized. I wish you all the very best of luck, and if I can be of any help to you in your new role, you know you can count on me. 1 minute. I'm going here. I'm going. On a serious note for a moment, as I've walked around the convention facilities this last week, I've noticed a lot of people with a lot of different pins on their lapels saying, "My organization." We can all accomplish an awful lot more, folks, if we work together. Let's put aside the organizational differences and let's work together for the good of our industry and for the good of your individual operations. Please, for the sake of everyone in this room and for all the producers in this country, As they say in Hawaii, I'm not going to say goodbye tonight. I'm going to say aloha until we meet again. And in closing, as Jim Webb has so often said in front of this body, a toast to you, the producers, and you, the staff of this organization. Water for my horses and whiskey for my men. Thank you, and God bless you.